Oh, hello, hello, hello there, and come on in. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. A very warm welcome to Acupuncture Point.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monks, let's a funk flow. Someone's talking junk, yo, I'll bust them in the eye. And then I'll take the punks out. Feeling funky, amps in a chunk. And I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill. With my mom and my pops, I came to get down. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Love, not just like, but absolutely love, love, love that song. It reminds me of when I was 15 years old and sneaking into nightclubs with my sister who'd just gone to university. And whenever that would come on, oh Lord, we would get on down and shake our respective thangs. Hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station, available online via the UK Health Radio app and also via Alexa. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Acupuncture Point. We've got a wonderful show lined up for you today, including we are going to be discussing the health benefits of acupressure mats. The health benefits of avocados. I know they're not just cool and tasty, they're also marvellous for your health. I'm going to share with you a really lovely story about older Ukrainians who are running and the reasons why they are doing this. And also, I thought that I'd like to share with you what goes through my mind when I'm needling a patient. I'm doing this through the medium of the wonderful book by Philip Pullman, The Subtle Knife. In this wonderful book, he essentially explains exactly what is going on in my mind. And if that was not enough, we're also going to be playing another marvellous round of Game of Themes. And all you need to do, if you would like to join in this marvellous game, is to see if you're able to connect the dots and to guess the common theme that links together all of the uncommonly marvellous music that I'm going to be playing for you across today's show.
Dusted the non-believers and challenged the laws of chance. Now sweet, you're so sugar sweet, you may as well have had a cake made, fastened on your sleeve. You gotta be a star. You know what you are. You gotta be a star. Wait, it's written on your feet.
Star. The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello, hello, hello there. Welcome back. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station with over 1.2 million listeners every single week. So to each and every one of you, thank you so much for connecting and for helping us to share the love. I wanted to talk to you a little bit now about acupressure mats. You might have seen them. They sell them online all over the place, or they're often to be found rolled up in health food shops. They're usually bright, beautiful colours, and when you look at the surface a little bit more carefully, they are filled with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tiny little spikes. And what you're meant to do is to lie yourself gingerly upon these things, and they're meant to promote all sorts of health benefits. So I wanted to talk to you now about what they're supposed to do, and also just to share with you my own experience of lying on one of these mats. Which often they're called Shakti mats. So these mats are claimed to help the people who use them in all sorts of different areas, including reducing stress, helping you to sleep better. If you've been doing a lot of exercise and your muscles are a bit tight, it helps with allowing your muscles to recover, boosting your energy levels. If you've got back or neck pain, these Shakti mats are supposed to help with that. And also, they're supposed to be great at improving and boosting your circulation. So the general idea behind mats like this is that the hundreds and hundreds of tiny little spikes that are attached to each mat, they specifically target your muscles. So the tiny little prickles essentially stimulate your skin. And in that way, it's supposed to be hitting on the various pressure acupuncture points around your body and to give you all of these benefits. So let me describe what happens when I lie myself down onto my mat. Well, initially I felt, I've had one for years now, but initially I felt quite nervous about doing it because lying your body onto a bed of nails, it really doesn't provide the most relaxing of thoughts, does it? So, anyway, I did it. And the first time that I did this, I wore a t-shirt because the t-shirt basically adds a layer of protection so you don't feel it as strongly as you do. After a while, when you become a little bit more brave, you might choose to remove your t-shirt and to lie your bare skin onto it. And what I noticed immediately was just a huge surge of heat. Yes, you notice prickles, but it's not really painful. It's more of a wow, that's a very odd and a very hot, hot, hot sensation. And after the initial shock, because, you know, putting your body onto prickles, it really isn't the easiest thing in the world. Actually, it started to feel really, really nice. So I find that it's a very positive experience. If you've got any lower back pain or neck pain, it's actually really, really helpful for that. Because the mat helps to just relax all of your muscles. And I would find that I felt my circulation moving around quite a lot. Now, if you think of it in this way, if you're going to, if you were to walk, if you're doing a bit of gardening and you prickled yourself on a rose, you might notice that that area gets a little bit inflamed for a moment or so, a little bit red, essentially because the blood is coming to the surface of your skin. It's a very similar effect that happens with a Shakti mat, only there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these tiny little prickles that are happening. But the other difference is, the big difference is that there's obviously no blood. There's no blood. There is a very warming, warming, warming sensation though. Now, some people who try these Shakti mats often describe that they feel a lowering in their stress levels. And also, which is really useful for these times, they also notice that they have a reduction in their levels of anxiety. And so I really suggest, if you are going to give one of these mats a try, that initially you go for a mat with loads and loads and loads of prickles. Now, it might sound counterintuitive, but basically, if you're lowering yourself onto a mat with a greater density, so more prickles per square inch, it basically means that your body isn't receiving so much of a shock. If you're a little bit of a hardened Shakti mat user, or your pain threshold's a little bit harder, then by all means go for one which has got fewer prickles, and you will feel an even more intense sensation. But anyway, certainly give this a try if you are looking for circulation benefits. I have stood on my Shakti mat in the past, and boy, you can really feel your feet heating up. And if any of you have been listening to this going, you know what, this sounds like the most unrelaxing thing in the world, bear this in mind. On occasions, I've lain on my Shakti mat, done some deep breathing, a bit of meditation, and I've drifted off to sleep.
The way I feel, the way I feel. I'm standing still, and nothing else matters now. You're not here, so where are you? I've been calling you, I'm missing you.
Where else can I go? Chasing you. If I lose myself, I lose it all.
Hello, hello, hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to Acupuncture Point. Now, I love avocados. Absolutely love eating them. I love them by themselves in a salad. I love them mashed on a bit of brown bread. And also, I love them in guacamole. Is that the correct pronunciation? Well, anyway, that's the way that I pronounce it. And apparently, avocados are pretty marvellous for your health. So says a recent study. This study looked at over 100,000 people, so that's quite a big study, and they found that eating a whole avocado a week cut your risk of developing heart disease by up to a fifth. Isn't that incredible? And this wasn't done by any old place. No, no, no. It was done by Harvard. Oh, we do love Harvard, don't we? And they recommend that we now have avocados on toast instead of butter. This is marvellous, isn't it? So apparently this beautiful, beautiful fruit is filled with healthy fats, and these help to lower bad cholesterol, naughty cholesterol, and they prevent plaques from building up in your arteries. So this study, which was published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, it tracked over 100,000 people, healthy people, aged between 30 and 75, and they did this over 30 years. And every 2 to 4 years, the participants on this trial were questioned about their diet, and their answers were compared to medical records at the end of the trial. And these very, very clever researchers, they adjusted for things like whether participants were obese, how much alcohol they drank, if they smoked or not, and also any other underlying health conditions. And you know what? There are wonderful ways of doing this. When I did psychology, that was my first degree, I remember we were able just to really, really sift through data just by being extremely clever with computers. Participants who ate too much, so more than 4,200 calories, and people who ate too little were excluded from this study, because being too fat or too thin can put an increased strain on your heart. Now, overall, which I love this, overall, the results showed that those people who ate one avocado once a week, they were 16% less likely to suffer from any form of heart disease compared to those who never or who rarely ate the fruit. And regular avocado eaters were 21% less likely to experience coronary heart disease. Sorry, I have a weak R, where the arteries become clogged up. And this is one of the main risk factors for developing strokes and heart attacks. Really, really, really interesting. And these researchers found that those people who swapped things like butter, margarine for avocado, they saw huge health benefits. How lovely is that? How very, very lovely is that? Avocados are high in omega fatty acids, and these reduced bad, naughty cholesterol, and they prevent the buildup of plaque in the walls of the arteries. And these clever researchers also point out that one of these omega acids, omega 9, can also improve blood pressure and inflammation. Now, what I love about studies like this is that if you're like me, you know, you like to do things as naturally as possible. And I think that eating a bit of avocado, it really isn't that big of a bind. I always notice that once I've eaten avocado or, you know, something heavy or high rather in omegas, I always notice my skin begins to feel really, really lovely. Do you ever notice that? So I love studies like this, which recommend and suggest some very general things that you could do you know, eating an avocado once a week, not really that costly, actually quite tasty, and it can really lead to some really wonderful health benefits.
Taking her to the cinema to see
so. Cool, she let me sleep with her. I figured her figure's a short winner. Yeah.
Plus, I got a lead from the back. I'm a skipper.
You make my heart skip, 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 skip,
skip a beat.
You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to Acupuncture Point this week. A little bit about me. So I am an acupuncture practitioner based in South London. My website is southlondonacupuncture.com. And I specialise in a form of acupuncture called Five Element, which is where we look at our patients, we talk with our patients, and we try to figure out what the underlying cause of our patients' problems are by a combination of physical diagnosis as well as a traditional diagnosis, which is where we ask our patients an awful lot of questions about every aspect of their life. And I've been doing it for 17 years now, and you know what? I love it. I absolutely love it. It is such a fascinating, fascinating profession to be in, particularly if, like me, you're a little bit nosy and you really do love delving down to understand and to figure out and to unravel, a little bit like Hercule Poirot or Miss Marple might do. Anyway, I wanted to share with you a really, really, I think it's beautiful, a really beautiful story that I came across recently about older Ukrainian people who are running every single day, despite the war. There is this wonderful man, Nikolai Pliuko. Sorry, I'm clearly not able to pronounce that surname correctly. But this man had participated in 48 marathons over his lifetime. 75 years old, and he lives in a very, very quiet part of Kiev. And since the war has broken out, this man has maintained his daily schedule of running outdoors, and over 2 weeks, he'd run around 150 kilometres. He said that during his run, he would often hear, well, more than 10 explosions, which are within a 20-kilometre distance. What's the point of worrying, he says. There were only a few days that he didn't go for a run, and that was when the mayor asked everyone to stay at home. Apparently, he wants to show that we are a brave nation and we're not afraid. We want to be strong, not just with our minds, but with our bodies too. And every time, which I love this, every time he's seen anybody whilst running, he's wished them good health and hope and trust. And that we just need to get through it. Now, I think that there is something about this, even though everything around us might be difficult, might be dark, might be cold, might be upsetting, the fact that this guy has decided that he is going to do something, he's going to remain resilient, and he's going to try to do something to help. Often with my patients, when they come to me and if they're feeling unhappy, they've got anxiety, they have depression, they feel stuck in their lives, often they won't know what to do. And I will say, you know what? We just need to do something. Something. It doesn't matter what. So for some patients, it might be, you know what? Why don't you go to the park and do a little bit of litter picking? Let's do something for somebody else. And it might sound like a really, really rotten thing to do. It might sound like a fun thing to do, depending on who you are. But 9 times out of 10, when I've recommended this, I will have patients coming back to me saying, you know what? I felt a whole lot better. I don't know what it is. It's just about doing something. Doing something. I love working with creative people, even with people who don't feel that they are creative anymore. Many of my patients are artists, writers, musicians. And sometimes, as can happen, they report that they feel blocked. They feel unable to do anything. They can't write at the moment. They can't make music. And so I'll say, you can't make music? Then make some dough, make some bread, make something. Do some finger painting, because there is something about doing something that does help. Now, you know, I've just gone off there, haven't I? Let me just bring us back to this story. This man, again, said that it's just important to show that he's alive and he's strong. And this is his expression. This is his expression. And I just think this is a wonderful, wonderful, inspirational story. Even though times are tough, basically, this story ends like this. I feel like if someone doesn't want to run, they will find any excuse. But if they do want to run, they will find a way. I think I will keep running. I'm not put off by adversity. I need to keep moving.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk. for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk alcoholfreedom.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with zero zilch zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello, you're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you so much for listening to Acupuncture Point. Now, I am a great fan of reading, and one of my favourite series of books in the entire world ever are the Philip Pullman books. His wonderful His Dark Materials trilogy. I love them. I think that they are absolutely beautiful, and there is an awful lot to say about, just truth and life contained within these beautiful, beautiful books. And Yes, the only annoying thing is I love them so much that I give them away. So I've only actually got one of the trilogy at home. I must have given the other two away to various friends and family over the years. Anyway, that's what's meant to happen, isn't it? Now, I wanted to share with you what goes through my mind when I'm needling or when I'm locating an acupuncture point, because it isn't just a simple case of, well, you find the bone and then you push down hard and that's where you find the point. Absolutely not. If you are trying to really connect with somebody, you're not just working with the physical, you're working with the emotional, and also you're connecting with something else as well. And some people call it the spirit. When I'm locating an acupuncture point, you go very, very, very gently. You move your index finger very, very gently over the skin, and you're concentrating. You're closing and just really closing down your senses until you're just focusing on touch and also something else that's inside. You find this point because there's a slight dip, and you really, really need to go gently. You can't feel points by pushing in deep and giving it a wiggle round. That ain't the way that it works. Anyway, once you've located your point, then it comes to needling. And an acupuncture treatment that I give, ordinarily it would be just a few points, maybe 3-4 points during a treatment. Sometimes if somebody needs a little bit more of a boost, you might do a few more, but you don't need to use too many acupuncture points in order to create a huge change. But what you do need to do is you do need to use your intention when you are needling. And I came across a beautiful description of intention in The Subtle Knife, which is the second book in the His Dark Materials trilogy. So I'm now flicking through my old, battered, beautiful copy of His Dark Materials. And if you want to read it yourself, it's in the Tower of the Angels chapter. So what's happened is one of the wonderful characters, Will, he's just come across what is known as the Subtle Knife. So and the man who has given him this subtle knife is explaining to him how you use it. So I'm just going to read a paragraph here, which really does sum up for me in an artistic way, because, you know, I like a bit of art every now and then. And hopefully it will convey with you a flavour of what goes through my mind when I'm about to needle a point. Listen to me, because time is short. Now, hold the knife out ahead of you like that. It's not only the knife that has to cut. It's your own mind. You have to think it. So, do this. Put your mind out at the very tip of the knife. Concentrate, boy. Focus your mind. Don't think about your wound. It will heal. Think about the knife tip. That is where you are. Now feel with it very gently. You're looking for a gap so small you could never see it with your eyes. But the knife tip will find it if you put your mind there. Feel along the air till you sense the smallest little gap in the world. And that, not being too dramatic about things, is how it's done.
Sometimes
How we have got here so quickly, but we have. It is now almost home time, but not before I reveal the results of this week's game of theme. Well, of course, it's physical exercise, isn't it? So we started off with House of Pain and Jump. REM, all the way to Reno, you're going to be a star, Jump. We had Beyonce and Naughty Boy Running. Ollie Moore's Heart Skips a Beat. Let's Dance. Oh yes, Let's Dance with David Bowie. And this, Whitney Houston, Running to You. And on that note, it's been an absolute, absolute pleasure. Please do stay tuned, because coming up next, we have Chee Time with Clara Apollo. But from me, Kevin Durgin, it is time to bid you a very, very fond farewell. Lots of love to you. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you again next time. Goodbye.